Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 221 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We will begin by looking inward to find the truth of what we are. And from this place of clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, relaxing into a comfortable position. And we relax the mind by taking a few deep breaths, bringing ourselves into the current moment. Allowing ourselves to leave the imagination alone, letting go of all the concepts, the past learning, the idea of time. For the next few minutes, we lay aside all that we have learned. And we notice that laying aside all that we have learned, all the concepts, all the beliefs, that in laying these all aside, we can sink into a peacefulness. Without the past or the future, simply being in the present moment, without any constraints, without any preconceived ideas, any contriving of what it should be, letting all of those things just be there, just as they are, not us. We are before them. Could it be a sacrifice to let go of something that doesn't exist? Sitting in the present moment, allowing yourself to remain in the present moment. if the mind wants to be active. Turn inwards. Notice the body sensations. Notice the breath in and out. And notice any emotions. Noticing that these emotions are not you, you're aware of them. Aware of them, but they're not you. And notice the thoughts. Being aware of being aware of the thought and simply letting it go. Choosing to stay in the present moment. Not caught up in thoughts of past or future. But staying present in this moment right now. It is time to look inward at the mind, the heart, and the soul, and ask, what am I? This is a question that should not be answered too quickly, for if an answer is given that the mind can understand, that is not the answer at all. If an answer is given that can be explained fully with words, that is not the answer at all. Search deep within your inquiry, and also search broadly. Do not limit your answer to what can be understood or taught. Do not limit your answer to any idea that has an ending or definition. Limit your answer only when defining what you are not. When defining what you are, know that the inquiry continues forever. Given from our Holy Spirit. It is time to look inward at the mind, the heart, and the soul, and ask, what am I? This is a question that should not be answered too quickly, for if an answer is given that the mind can understand, that is not the answer at all. if an answer is given that can be explained fully with words, that is not the answer at all. Search deep within your inquiry, and also search broadly. Do not limit your answer to what can be understood or taught. Do not limit your answer to any idea that has an ending or definition. Limit your answer only when defining what you are not. When defining what you are, know that the inquiry continues forever. It is time to look inward, at the mind, the heart, and the soul, and ask, "What am I?" This is a question that should not be answered too quickly, for if an answer is given that the mind can understand, that is not the answer at all. If an answer is given that can be explained fully with words, that is not the answer at all. Search deep within your inquiry, and also search broadly. Do not limit your answer to what can be understood or taught. Do not limit your answer to any idea that has an ending or definition. limit your answer only when defining what you are not. When defining what you are, know that the inquiry continues forever. It is time to look inward at the mind, the heart, and the soul, and ask, what am I? This is a question that should not be answered too quickly, for if an answer is given that the mind can understand, that is not the answer at all. If an answer is given that can be explained fully with words, that is not the answer at all. Search deep within your inquiry and also search broadly. Do not limit your answer to what can be understood or taught. Do not limit your answer to any idea that has an ending or definition. Limit your answer only when defining what you are not. When defining what you are, know that the inquiry continues forever. Thank you for joining for quote 221 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.